Jennifer Floyd, reading Fenway and Hattie, Chapter 10. Even though my Hattie bailed on our awesome game of chase, I'm still making progress on getting her back. I know I am, but that's hard to think about now, because I'm sitting all by myself in the hallway, looking inside the eating place and drooling. Seated around the table are Fetch Man, Food Lady, and Hattie. And that's not all. Angel came back, and they're eating lots of juicy, steamy hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I'm supposed to be under the table, curled around Hattie's feet, waiting for tasty bits to fall, but I'm not. Hattie must be as down about it as I am. She's not even eating her food. Angel's focusing her attention on Fetch Man. She chatters a lot, tossing and catching an invisible ball. Hattie nods a few times and smiles weakly. She stares into her plate and pushes a few beans around. Fetchman's eyes are wide. He chatters back at Angel excitedly. He's practically on the edge of his seat. Food Lady gets up and offers Angel another plump, juicy hot dog. Mmm, its yummy aroma is intoxicating. I slurp my chops. Angel sneaks a peek at me, then turns and asks Hattie a question. Hattie winces like she's embarrassed. She mumbles a reply, gesturing at the wicked floor, obviously explaining its evils. Angel looks confused. Is it that hard for a short human to understand? When the humans are finished eating, Hattie and Angel clatter their dishes in the sink. Food Lady pulls out the crinkly bag of dog food. I spring to my feet and dance around the carpet. Oh boy! Delicious food is rattling into my dish. My mouth is salivating. Yippee! It's finally supper time. I can hardly wait to plow into that bowl of crunchy deliciousness. Bring it on, Hattie, I bark, my tail out of control. But instead of carrying it over to me, Hattie exchanges serious looks with Angel. She sets the dish right on the wicked floor. Fenway, come, she calls, as if nothing is wrong. My heart sinks, my tail sags. This is not how it's supposed to be. My Hattie brings me food out here in the hallway. I thought my Hattie was back. Fenway, come, she calls again, crouching down and slapping her knee. Angel pats Hattie's shoulder, like she's the one who needs support. My tummy's aching. I must convince Hattie to bring me that food. Please, Hattie, I whine. You can't let me starve. I flop onto my back and kick my legs. I moan and moan and moan. I turn my head for a peek. Hattie can't take her eyes off me. She looks like her heart is breaking. Angel pats Hattie's shoulder some more. Hattie is clearly torn. She murmurs something to Angel, then grabs the dish and hurries into the hall. Wowie, I knew she'd do it. I plunge right in like someone's about to stop me. It's the best meal ever. Sadly, it disappears all too soon. I knew I'd get my Hattie back, I bark. I lick and lick her cheeks. She smiles. Angel plops next to us on the carpet, shaking her head. Her face looks disapproving. I climb onto her knee and lick her anyway. She tastes like ketchup. When everything's cleaned up, we all head to the front door and Hattie clips my leash. She goes for the jump rope, but when Angel frowns, she drops it. Hattie sighs and grabs a fat, leathery glove instead. Whatever she has planned, it's bound to be fun. When we get outside, Hattie leans down to hug me, and somehow my leash gets tied around a slim tree. Hey, Hattie, I bark as she walks away. Aren't you forgetting somebody? Hattie stops near a patch of dirt, where Food Lady is kneeling and digging and sprinkling water. Angel is near the driveway, fingering that white ball, which can only mean one thing. Another awesome game of fetch. Or chase. I struggle to get loose. Fetchman hovers next to Hattie, watching her intently. He has a hopeful look in his eye. Hey, everybody, I bark. In case you haven't noticed, I'm stuck here and I can't play. They act like they can't hear me. Angel winds up and hurls the ball toward Hattie and Fetchman. Hattie stretches out to get it, but it bounces behind her and dribbles toward Food Lady and the dirt. "I'm on it, you guys," I bark, leaping out as far as I can. It's a whisker beyond my reach. Hattie jogs right past me, looking annoyed or discouraged. She scoops up the ball and heads back. "Unfair, unfair," I bark. I jump and twist, even though it's no use. Fetchman rests his hand on Hattie's back. He talks into her ear, then stands aside, moving his arm like he's tossing a ball. Hattie nods. She strokes her cap a couple of times. She pulls her arm back and flings the ball at Angel. Fetchman starts clapping, but then stops as the ball sails over Angel's head. It lands on the driveway and begins rolling toward the street. Hattie's shoulders slump. Fetchman pats her back, his face encouraging. Angel is about to head after the ball when strange sounds make us all stop in our tracks. Tinky, tinky, tink-a-too. Is it music, like Flutie Birds? It's moving towards us. It must be exciting because Hattie and Angel drop their fat gloves and squeal with glee. Do they know what this is? Fetchman does not appear the least bit curious. Food Lady doesn't even look up. She keeps on playing in the dirt like her sense of hearing is gone. The tinky tinky tinka too is getting louder and closer. Hattie skips up to Fetchman, who digs into his pocket. Smiling, he hands Hattie and Angel a couple of small, filmsy papers. Clutching them tightly, the short humans scamper to the edge of the grass, their heads turn in the direction of the noisy music waiting, until a truck turns the corner. My hackless shoots up. Is the big brown truck coming for us again? No, it's smaller and whiter, and it's playing the tinky tinky music. Hattie and Angel hop up and down, their arms waving. Hattie, stand back, I bark, leaping and flailing. This thing must be dangerous. But she is not listening to me. Very obvious warnings. The truck stops right next to the short humans, who are not moving out of the way. He's going to get them. Go away, we don't want you here, I bark at the truck. Like the big brown truck, this one has a human inside. He leans out the window. Hattie, full of energy, talks to him. So does Angel. Run away, I bark to the short humans. Go inside, climb a tree, anything. Can they not hear me? Fetchman or Food Lady either. Fetchman is over at the dirt chatting with Food Lady like everything's fine. Good thing I'm here to save the day, except for the very big problem of the leash. I pull and pull, but there's no way I can reach Truckman. All I can do is bark. You'd better scam or else. Hattie gives him a flimsy paper. Angel does too. And just like that, Truckman disappears. Was he scared off by my dire warnings or the short humans chattering? Unfortunately, neither. Truckman returns and shoves something at the girls. Angel bounces impatiently. She reaches her hand toward the window. Is she trying to push Truckman back inside? I told you to leave, I bark. Even though it's useless, I lunge with all my might and snap. The leash breaks off. I rocket across the lawn. I'm heading right toward that truck at full speed. Food Lady and Fetchman spring up. They race over too, like they suddenly realize the danger the short humans are in. Fenway! Fenway! They're calling as if not already on the job. I arrive at the scene just as Angel has apparently figured out that she's no match for the musical truck. She turns to me, her eyes wide. Hattie starts shouting and waving her arms. Fenway, stop! Food Lady and Fetchman both scream. Go away! Leave these short humans alone, I bark, baring my teeth. I'm leaping higher than I've ever leaped before. I must reach that window. I leap extra, extra high, but I still can't reach it. As I fall back down, I collide with Angel, who lets out a shriek. Next thing I know, white, creamy globs are all over her clothes. Truckman is yelling. Food Lady and Fetchman are practically breathless, but somehow this does not prevent them from speaking very loudly. Angel pulls at her delicious-smelling shirt like it's on fire. I taste a few drips as they fly off. Sweet and frosty. I go in for a better look. Angel jumps back. Her face is angry. Bad, dog. Bad dog, she yells. Hattie squats down and grabs what's left of my leash. She shakes her finger at me. Fenway, she says with a very mad, you're in trouble voice. What I do? No time to find out. My nose is detecting an irresistible blob of ice cream on the pavement. Talk about a distraction. Vanilla.